relates to Meis Mitzvah and Krovim for Kohen, Rashi and Brachos holds that Meis Mitzvah and Krovim are both Hutra. Tosis holds that Krovim is Hutra and Meis Mitzvah is Tchuya. And the Rama's sheet in Hilchos Avil is that both of them are Tchuya. So when the Gemara has a Shaila, who Kohen and Kohen Gadol and Nozir by Meis Mitzvah, Miyatama, so according to Tosis in the Rambam, that it's Tchuya. So why is that? After all, the Nozir is over on more Lavin than the Kohen Gadol. So if it was all Hutra, then it wouldn't be a problem. But why it should be that the Kohen Gadol should be Mitama, just less Lavin. So the answer could be that the Issa Kohen Gadol is more Chomer. But this also should depend on Machlok Shoshanim, by Chol Shes B'Sakona, do we shecht for him on Shabbos, so he'll eat, even though that's more Chomer, then, or should we feed him Nevela? But Nevela, he'll have to do the Lavin many times for each Kazayas. Also, it's difficult, the Gemara is done on Kohen Gadol, Meshuach, and Skan. And it's poshut that the Lavin, they're equivalent. And Yerushalmi has a shayla about Yisrael and Levi, even though both of them, there's no Yisrael at all. So you see from here, it's mukach, that the halacha is that Meis Mitzvah, by definition, can only be mitzvah to one person. And that is nimdad, that is determined by the chshivas of the person. So we don't calculate how many lavin there are. And according to Rashi, that Meis Mitzvah is Hutter, so then the Shaila is, because Meis Mitzvah can only be Mitzvah but to only one person, because the definition of Meis Mitzvah is Mishain Lokovim. And again, according to Tosis and the Rambam, that hold that it's Chuya, we would have thought that the one that has less Yisun, less Lavin, should be the one to be Mitama, and should be like the Loch of Eshel Kaim Shneim, because it's possible for the Kohen Gadol to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kfuah without being over on a lot of Lavin. So, L'chor, you have to answer that Eshel Kaim Shneim is Rak, that through that he will still be Mekayim the Asay, namely here in this case of Kvura for the Meis Mitzvah. But if the other person will do the Kvura and he'll be Matama, so he'll lose the Asay. Now, Tosis has a Diyun. About taking the Meis Mitzvah Michama Letzel. So Tosis holds, Tosin is subjected to Shita So, because Tosis holds that it's Tchuya, and the Doiche is Kavod Abrius. And therefore this Kavod Abrius is related also in taking him Michama Letzel. But if you say that Meis Mitzvah is Hutra, so that's the kfu itself, and therefore it's only kfu and would not apply to Mechama Letzel. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a two days if Krovim can be Mitama Shelo Letzorach. And L'chori, that Machloika should be, what's the matter of kfu by Krovim for Kohen Gadol, for Kohen. If the matter is the kfura, so therefore, so if it's shalol tzorich, then it would not be mutter. But if the matter is chilul kahuna, so then then it would also be matter just to explain that, because the Ramashit is Machlok Zvam and Ravid is by the halacha that a kohen is matamet to kroivim. So the Rambam says in Perek Beis from Hilchas Ovel halacha Vav that it's only b'medram amurim b'schorim shehusu ala tuma. Avol kohanos hol ve'enem usavas ala tuma kein enem etzuvas litama listama lekrovim. So, I mean, the Rambam holds it's dafka kohenim scharim, and the Ravid is cholik. So I've explained that the Rambam holds it's dafka kohanim because the halacha, the Rambam holds that it's tchuyah. The doicha is kovid hameis, but the doicha is also that the matter is chilu kahuna. The part of the halacha of avelus is that the kohen should be mechalus kahuna. So that only applies to Shorim, who are Musa ala Tumah. And similarly, by the locha, the Rav said by Aninus, that the locha is that the kohen, that the person is potter, and the Ram learns this halacha from all halachos avelus from Tumas Konim. So the doicha is the kiyum avelus, and the kiyum of, and that involves on is chila kahuna. And similarly, in terms of Ptua mitzvahs, it's the Rav said that according to this, that the loch is that the einan is these. It's a shayla mishayim. Is an einan? Is he chayv in the mitzvah, or the point of that means just he should be over on the mitzvah and not do it? That's the, or is the halacha that's the kima ve'elus, so the halacha that he shouldn't that he's potum in the mitzvah. So you see from the Ram that the Ram thinks that it's a loch of chilu kahuna, so. And that's why it's only kohanim scharim. So therefore, you could be metama. I've said this in every b'chaim. The kohen can be metama, even shelo l'tzor, because the mate is chilu kahuna. Mm-hmm.